You're now listening to The Real House Husbands. Husbands in the house. Man, fuck you, man.
Fuck you.
Man, fuck you, bitch.
Man, fuck you, motherfucker. Dark man.
Come on, white ass nigga.
Bitch, I always hate you.
You are now listening to The Real House Husbands. Husbands in the house. What's going on? We are back. It's been a little hiatus. You know, I've been busy in the studio working on my stuff, but we don't want to talk about that right away. Let's get into, you know, the fact that I always have my co-host here, my other house husband, living a house husband lifestyle, making it look way easier than it actually is. What's going on, Jay?
Oh, what's up, man? Just chilling, you know, working on a few business ventures myself,
mm-hmm.
trying to get things right, get this money.
Get this money all the time, all day, so we can run shit around our way, you yeah. know, let these women know who brings home the money, even when you're at home.
I think we the only husbands that get money without a job.
Right. A lot of these people out here, they're not trying to get this bread, and that's what's wrong with society right now. You know, you see these people, you see them in the grocery store, and they getting all the, like, knockoff brand cereal. Nah, when I go shopping, everybody be like, oh, look at him. He getting the Captain Crunch.
Exactly. Captain Crunch, Fruit Loops, Pops.
Right.
All the children's cereal.
I hate when people try to be like, oh, I'm a house husband. I'm getting it like you get it. I'm living how you live. And then you see them out somewhere and they're getting the cereal in the bag at Walmart. You're like, you're not getting it how I live, motherfucker.
Right.
You know, first of all, what you doing at Walmart? I only stop at Target.
Right. They out here driving Daewoos. I'm in a Hyundai.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, come on, step your game up. I don't see nobody else out here in right. Hyundais.
When I roll up, they be like, oh, that's a Nissan Altima 2011? Did them shits even got leathers? I'm like, 30 to 40 grand, cocksucker, beat it.
Right. Now, I may not have 24s on my Hyundai, but that's due to some other things, you know what I mean?
Right, right. You know, because we keep it classy.
Right.
No, that's not classy anymore. That's too trashy. That's why a lot of people keep it trashy. We keep it classy. Speaking of which, we're always here trying to promote class, trying to help people out. And I thought we could really help people out today with a public service announcement. I found an article about the 8 things that it's never okay to ask a woman in public.
Now, you know, I'm a firm believer in marriage and the sanctity of marriage and having them last as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 3-4 years, however long you can
right.
keep her
however
around.
Long you can tolerate her ass.
Right. So, you know, I enjoy reading articles like this. Maybe it'll shed light on what we deal with and how to make it better.
Right. Exactly. So let's get into it. It's on the newstatesman.com. You guys can go check it out for yourselves. The number one thing you should never ask a woman in public. Shouldn't you be at home with that baby?
I agree with that. Though.
Yeah, I also agree with that.
I wouldn't ask that because we have a nanny.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't be out of the house without the baby.
Exactly. That's why I said I'll never have to ask it, because if she's out of the house, the baby's going to be there.
Yeah, so I agree.
And if she's out of the house and she's not with the baby, I don't say, shouldn't you be at home with the baby? I say, get your ass back at home with your baby.
Right. And usually, like, the one time I know I had to tell my wife, like, mm-hmm. shouldn't you be at the house doing something? It was followed with some knuckles to her face.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because I'm not one where I like to raise my voice, be doing all the correcting and shit like that.
Right.
Like, you knew where I stood before we said I do.
Now, this nigga is a goddamn lie. He ain't never raised his hand to Turk unless he raised to say Motisa or try to go get her to say stop hitting me. So he put both his hands up to defend his face. Just me showing up to the gym wearing shades, trying to play basketball indoors in shades. And then he tried to act like, oh no, I'm just being cool. But really, I know the truth. He's hiding black eyes. But if you want to get on the show and try to front for everybody out there in podcast land, then that's fine with me. As long as it helps me get my ratings and sell these podcasts. That's good though, man. Sometimes you got to let them know, like, hey, I will check your ass right now, bitch. Another tip that we have, number two, are you sure you want that glass of wine? You may not have noticed that you're pregnant. Now what I say for this one is, I don't even say this to pregnant women. I say this to all women. You know, cause like, if you're feeling like a woman, like, women are very insecure about their weight. A lot of them. So I will constantly ask women if they're pregnant. You know, because it humbles them down and automatically puts you on a high pedestal. So, you know, even if they just having like a sip of beer, I'd be like, you sure you want to do that? You pregnant, right? And they'd be like, no, I'm not pregnant. I weigh 106 pounds. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. You like you getting a little fat to me. And then I walk off.
Now, see, I definitely will say that to other women.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep my women, if they weigh more than 130, then it's off.
Right. Okay.
You know, we have a routine and a program at my house. You know, every night there's a scale weighing, all that shit.
Like it's, a boxer.
Right. Like every night. And, you know, she got up to 129 at one time and I had the lawyer draw up some papers.
Yeah. Yeah. I just say it to women that even if they're just like 5 pounds overweight, I'm like, hey, you may not have noticed that you're pregnant. And they'll go, no such thing, sir. And I'll be like, oh, you just fat?
Right.
But you should put the alcohol down just for that.
That's the worst thing in the world when you see a woman who stomach bigger than her titties.
Right.
Like, what are we doing here? You do know you're a woman, right?
Right. Or even worse, if their stomach is smaller than their titties, but not small enough for me. And I'm not even if I don't want to sleep with them, I just want them to feel bad. You're a woman and you in my presence. And I'm a man. Bow down.
You know, I have this theory that whenever I leave the house, I should be seeing eye candy.
All day.
And
mm-hmm.
If there's a woman out there that's not pleasing to my eye, then there is a problem.
As a woman, it is your duty to make me feel attracted to you at all times.
And see, that's why lists like this are important, so that we can help other guys train their women.
Right. We need to get this good information out here with the likes of Steve Harvey and Ash IB.
Right, because when we send our women outside, it's definitely eye candy all day long.
Exactly. Number 3, spit or swallow. You should never ask a woman this in public. It's not polite, people, because they should all swallow. Duh.
Right. Who's asking?
Right. What's very impolite is if you spit my seed out of your mouth. What's wrong with you? So you good enough to suck my dick but not take in my semen? Disgusting.
What man wrote this list that has no balls?
Right.
Because a woman that's been in our presence clearly knows she's going to swallow.
Right. When I ejaculate, I say, swallow, swallow, not spit or swallow. It's part of the charm.
Right. Even if I'm at home by myself, I hold my nut until she gets home to swallow.
Mm-hmm. I'll put it in a cup. Like, I collect mine. I'll be like, oh, did you take your shot glass yet? That's what I do.
It's like morning medicine. That's how we keep this skin clear.
One girl, one cup is what I call it. Number 4, want to sit on my face? Love? I agree with this. You should never say that in public because why are you calling them love? You know what I mean? Want to sit on my face? Love? Yeah. I believe the correct word is bitch.
Yeah.
If you're going to even ask her that at all.
I'm surprised you can even say that word. It's
mm-hmm.
Not even in my vocabulary. Trick ass.
Skeezer. Bitch. Skank. Yeah, like, who are you street? What kind of street harassing are people doing out here? What are you going to start calling them? Sweetheart? Baby?
Yep.
Like, come on, man.
Man, this has to stop right now, okay?
Right.
Right now.
Yeah, right and now. What do you mean, wanna? Where is you better? Hey, you better sit on my face, bitch. Now. Where's now? There's no now in this sentence. This is embarrassing.
This has to be some typos. Who's the editor?
Yeah, what newsstatement.com? Like, who is right? By Rhiannon and Holly. It's by two women, of course. So, of course, they wouldn't know what they want.
Right. Two women that obviously have never been with a real man.
Yeah. No man would ever put up with this shit. Number 5. Are you on your period or something? Or are you feeling hormonal? Now, this is a reason that I would never ask this in public. I have a graph. And a calendar. And I just put red dots, at any point where a woman gets an attitude with me. And I'm like, oh, she's on her period. And I use it to graph out the periods so that they understand, you know, when they're being hormonal. And whenever I have a problem, I point to the calendar. I say, Karen, you're not going to cuss me out today. I know you want to, but you're on your period.
Now see, I was thinking this list was more, now that I'm reading it again,
yeah,
this has to be a man talking to a stranger, because my woman knows I don't give a fuck if she on her period or not. At all times, she better use her sweet, sexy voice.
Right.
Like she made for radio.
Right. The only time you ask if they're on a period or something is if they try to go get a towel to lay on the bed before you have sex.
Right.
Then you say, are you on your period or something? Disgusting. You woman and your hormones. Get out of here. Send me in one of my bitches that's not on their period.
Exactly. Call one of your girlfriends over.
Right. The only periods I deal with is the period on the end of my sentence when I tell your ass what to do. Yep. That's what I do. Number six. Why don't you put them away, love? This question is for men that don't like the way a woman is dressed and you want her to put away her titties because she may be attracting the attention of other men.
Yeah, that right there is definitely the question from an insecure man.
Right.
Who clearly does not have his hoe in check.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell a woman straight up, put them out. Like, why don't you put them out, love?
Right.
Because I need us to get these discounts when we go places. I'm trying to get the best parking space. Trying to get let go for these tickets. You know, let's get, I want to see nipples of everything. You know, let's get it all the way out there. Cause this is the way that, you know, it operates in America.
Yeah. I once made, my wife drive back home to go get the pasties and come back to the restaurant so we could get some free apple pies from McDonald's.
Right. Like if we get ready to go somewhere, I'll look at Karen and go, is that what you wearing? And she'll be like, well, I think it's fine. I'll be like, I can't see no thong in that. You think they gonna let us sit up front, at Cowfish and you ain't got no thong hanging out?
Right.
The fuck, what are you trying to say about me? This represent me. The way you are as a person doesn't reflect yourself. It reflects me as a man.
It's clearly not about them.
Right. Who would possibly think that?
Now see, right though, we already know Rod lucky as fuck to be with Karen. Have y'all seen Karen? Have y'all seen Karen? Karen like a 12 and this nigga Rod is in negative right now. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is he talking about? She represent him. Why hasn't she joined my team yet? She could be part. She could join my family. We got room for three more. We got room for three more. I'm just saying. He better watch his back. That's all I'm saying. He better watch his back.
Like the other day, I was telling him, I said, listen, bitch, you gonna get in there and get that push-up bra on, okay? You walking around here with the regular titties out? No. Swish them together. That's what I demand. As a man.
Man, I feel you on that.
I say, you lucky to be with me, ho. That's all I say to her face. Grab her by the arm and look in her eyes real strong and be like, you lucky to be with me. You know that nobody else would possibly love you or want you.
She is a lucky woman to be with.
Thanks, man. I'm glad you agree.
She lucked up.
Number seven, what's your bra size? Yeah, this is embarrassing. No, you should never ask that. Obviously. Right.
You should already know.
Yeah, you should tell her bra size.
Right. You should be like, those are double D's. Yeah.
A lot of times when I walk up to a woman, the first thing I say is, hey, 36C? And they go, what? Is that no, 36C titties.
Right. Mm-hmm. You should know. As a connoisseur of breasts and asses, you should know.
Sometimes I even tell them, that's like the name I got half of them. I'll be like, what's up, B cup? They'll be like, what is that? My name is a B cup. I'm like, oh yeah, yes it is. Everyone around here knows it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We've been through this a million times.
Right. Number eight, a question you should never ask a woman in public. What are you doing here? Now, this one I gotta disagree with. You have to ask women this sometimes because sometimes you give them a little good dick. And they can't handle it. They lose their fucking mind. Next thing you know, they showing up in the parking lot at your apartment. They try to come to your job. And you got to pull them to the side and say, what are you doing here?
See, I felt like it was an incomplete sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck are you doing here so early? Mm-hmm. I know I told you about being prompt and on time, but you too fucking early.
Right.
45 minutes early.
My kids could have seen you.
Right.
We supposed to be trick-or-treating. You know, but I've had this happen before though, man, where he's like, they show up to your job and say, Cornbread, I love you so much. You're like, get the fuck out of here. You never tell them your real name, obviously.
Right.
But you know, they're sitting up there trying to, I love you so much, Tavola. Can't you just please come over here? I was like, get out of here.
Calling me rhyme over reason.
Right.
My wife don't even know I have a Twitter page.
Exactly.
It ain't none of her business.
Sometimes I don't even like women that give me DMs that's not authorized. You send that to the DM account. Duh.
Man, these silly women. These...
But you know what? This is what you have to deal with when you're a house husband, people. This is why y'all listen to the show, so y'all can understand exactly what's going on in the world and be able to go out there and deal with these things. So, fellas, if you're listening, you know, use everything you learn here.
Right. It should have been the 8 questions you do ask.
Right. It should have been. What is your bra size, bitch? It's 36C. Don't. It's a rhetorical question.
Right. Like, okay. Where the fuck? Why the fuck done or not done yet?
Right. Where is that question on this list? Wow. You know what I mean? Like, how you gonna show somebody love if you're not making them make you food?
Like, why aren't my clothes picked up from the dry cleaners?
Right. This is a disgusting list, man. Well, anyway, this has been another episode of The Real House Husbands. Hopefully you guys learned something. You know, hopefully when we come back, we get into some of these ideas about, you know, the music, you know, let you guys know what's going on. Right. Currently, I'm having some issues with studio time. Karen's check bounced. I don't know what that means about the finances and stuff, but y'all know I will get that shit in line because that's how real niggas do. Okay. I'll tell Karen right away. I'll be like, ho, where's the motherfucking money at, bitch? You know how I do, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
I'll be like, you got to learn your lesson, from talking to me like that.
Hey,
I think that's Karen, bro.
Oh, is that? Did she come in the house without?
Y'all in here recording. I thought you was supposed to be off recording your music so well. Huh? Didn't you have some record time?
We just talking.
Oh, shit.
This has been another episode of Real House Husbands. We'll be back next week. We're talking about some more stuff. And, you know, I'll let y'all know who really runs shit up in here. Cause, ain't nobody gonna be talking to me like crazy. Like, y'all might have thought y'all heard something. That's just like, it's a creaky house and it makes some sounds and stuff. And Karen's home now. So I got to go regulate on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Tell this bitch what's really going on. Karen, I'm going there and be like,
behind you.
She's
standing behind you.
Oh, this is another episode of Balls Deep, and we enjoy talking about sports with y'all guys. We'll talk to y'all later. Until then, husbands in the house.